Hassan Rouhani says his country will suspend compliance with parts of its 2015 international nuclear agreement. He also warned that further treaty suspensions could happen as well, his attitude being wait and see. Here is VOA Steve Miller in Washington.
In a televised address, President Hassan Rouhani said that Iran would stop exporting excess uranium and heavy water from its nuclear program, two requirements of the deal. Rouhani said Iran wanted to negotiate new terms with remaining partners in the deal, but acknowledged that the situation was dire. The 2015 deal lifted sanctions on Iran in exchange for limits on its nuclear program. After the U.S. withdrew from the accord, it restored crippling sanctions on Iran, exacerbating a severe economic crisis. Steve Miller, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in London after an unannounced trip to Iraq. Iran will be on his agenda. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma picks up that part of the story.
Talks between Secretary of State Pompeo and Prime Minister Theresa May and Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt are likely to cover British and American policy towards Iran, of particular importance given Iran's announcement it is pulling out of part of the 2015 nuclear deal. Pompeo arrives in London after cancelling a trip to Germany to make an unannounced visit to Baghdad, where he warned Iraqi officials about what he called imminent threats to American interests in the Middle East.
China's economic czar, Vice Premier Liu He, we'll talk trade here in Washington beginning tomorrow. It is the latest round of discussions with American officials aimed at ending Beijing's trade war with the United States. U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening massive tariff increases on Chinese imports on Friday if there is no imminent agreement. To stay in touch with all the day's news, day or night, you can always go online to voanews.com. You can also use the VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. More is being learned today about yesterday's school shooting in Colorado. The two alleged attackers included an 18-year-old male and a female juvenile. Apparently, neither of them was previously known to law enforcement. The scene was a charter school outside Denver. The two assailants at STEM school Highlands Ranch, armed with handguns, killed an 18-year-old and wounded eight others.
So the announcements came on saying it was a lockdown, stay safe and stay hidden. And our teacher told us to hide behind the equipment in the room because there's weight equipment. So we hid behind the weight equipment and we just stayed there.
It was a terrifying afternoon for parents, including Sarah Marks.
All three of my children go to seven. We didn't even know what was going on.
You have no idea what's going on. And your children are texting you that they're hiding under your desk. And that bullets are hitting your window, or things are hitting your window. It's a horrible feeling.
The Douglas County Sheriff told reporters his deputies arrested the two alleged shooters after a struggle. Colorado Governor Jared Polis on the shock of it all.
I think at this point, Coloradans are really heartbroken, frustrated, still shocked, and frankly sick over a mass shooting occurring right here in Douglas County.
The Trump administration has lifted sanctions against the director of Venezuela's intelligence service, who broke ranks with the socialist government of embattled President Nicolas Maduro last week. Meanwhile, Washington seems to be reassessing its options for dealing with the political unrest in Caracas. VOA diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain has more.
After an attempt last week by Venezuela's Juan Guaido to oust Nicolas Maduro from power failed, Vice President Mike Pence delivered the first speech on a recalibrated U.S. policy to a meeting of the Council of the Americas in Washington. He offered incentives to more military commanders to distance themselves from Maduro, saying U.S. sanctions need not be permanent. Pence criticized Iran and Russia for their role in supporting Maduro. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
South Africans are voting today in national elections. The balloting is a test of President Cyril Ramaphosa's once-revered African National Congress, which has ruled South Africa since the end of apartheid 25 years ago. Sluggish economic growth is a major issue. South Africa's unemployment rate is 27%, and a corruption scandal forced Ramaphosa's predecessor, Jacob Zuma, out of office last year. Once again, our top story, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says his country will suspend compliance with parts of its 2015 international nuclear agreement. He also warned that further treaty suspensions could happen as well. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Voice of OA. One. It's today's